Howdy folks, I want to welcome you to another episode of Life Around the Fire. My name is David Utari and I'll be your host today. We are a podcast that is devoted to spiritual growth. And when I'm talking about spiritual growth, what I'm referring to is growth in our relationship with God and in our relationships with one another. What I'd like to do in this episode today is take a moment and again focus in on a statement that Jesus made very clearly for a deep reason. And when I say deep reason, it's because it's such a significant need in the world that we live in, and it is pertaining to peace. Not just the absence of strife, but the presence of solid internal, right to the core of our being, peace. The presence of peace, not just the absence of strife, but the presence of God that brings peace. And when Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be known as the children or the sons of God," it's an impossible thing that he is saying for a person to try to do on their own, and that is to make peace. We can make a treaty, we can make a truce as people, but to make peace, it's impossible. There's no way that we can make the internal makeup of a person change and become at peace. Or a situation itself with individuals, with people to be at peace. An internal and also an external peace. Peace is the environment in which God lives. God does not live in an environment that is full of stress and anxiety. God does not live in an environment that is full of chaos. Thank God, man. aren't you glad being eternally involved in chaos, being in a setting for eternity that is in turmoil, an argument that is never settled, a fight that just continues on where your point isn't heard, the other person isn't being heard, the misunderstandings just get bigger and bigger, and the words get more pronounced and ugly. The feelings become more and more tense, angry, bitter, resentful, all that goes along with the opposite of peace. Can you imagine living in that environment for eternity? I mean, living in that environment for more than a few hours can be a real challenge, let alone living in it for a few days, years. We have countries that have lived in turmoil for decades, some for centuries. To be a peacemaker, no wonder a peacemaker is called a son or a daughter or a child of God, because it takes God to make peace happen. Real peace, not pseudo peace, not a truce, not a ceasefire, but a peace that is eternal, a peace that is the peace of God. It takes God. And it takes God using us to do that. And it would seem like if a person is a peacemaker, they would be the most popular person ever. And on one hand, that's true. On the other hand, and that's the point that we're going to look at in this particular episode, just briefly, on the other hand, peacemaking can produce a resolution in the hearts of so many people that it's like a dream come true when someone is able to bring peace into a strifeful situation, where we can bring that calm, that shalom, that peace of God, where we can impart that, and someone receives that. And when someone receives that, it's a beautiful thing. However, there are people that don't want peace. They want things to go their own way. And it's important for us as peacemakers to know the difference. That's why Jesus said, when you go into someone's house and you don't know who it is, but you are thinking that you might be staying there because you've been invited to stay there, and you say, I just want to express peace to this place. And that peace that you walk in does not rest there. Jesus said, don't stay there. Go to another place, because the environment for God to function in requires peace, not strife. However, not everyone who says they want things from God want peace. They want things to go their own way, and God wants us to be wise, like Solomon. In being a peacemaker, there's also a need for us to have wisdom. And that wisdom is what Solomon, in 1 Kings chapter 3, Solomon had a situation where there were two women. Each one of them had a child. And one of the women, while they were nursing a child, during their sleep, had rolled over on a child, because the child was sleeping with him in bed, and actually it suffocated the child. The child died. Well, in the same bed, another woman was nursing her child, and the child was fine when it woke up. And the debate was whose child was whom, and there was a big turmoil as to whose child it was that was the living child. And Solomon, in his wisdom, said, give me the child. And he said, I'm going to cut the child in two, and I'll give one half of the child to this woman and the other child to this woman. And the mother of the child said, don't kill the child. Go ahead and give it to the other woman. And the other woman said, no, go ahead, kill the child and give each half to one and the other half to the other. Solomon said, the one who said, don't kill the child is the mother. Well, it was a situation where peace was established. However, the woman that walked away was not happy because things didn't go her way. Not everyone is going to be happy when you're a peacemaker. So if you're looking to be a peacemaker to be popular, it's not always going to be what you see take place. Popularity and peace do not necessarily go hand in hand. Sometimes peace is unpopular to one party, where the other party, it's extremely popular or extremely good because it settles an issue. Sometimes folks just want to be right. Even when they're wrong, they want to be right. And making peace isn't making everyone happy. It's making peace. Making everyone happy is trying to keep peace. Making peace is establishing peace where it's necessary. And sometimes we don't make everyone happy. And so, in being a peacemaker, once again, it's important for us to have some backbone. For us to have some backbone. Sometimes in a situation we say, no, I can't be involved in that. Other times, we're going to upset someone because we're saying the truth. And the truth is what is bringing the peace. We're not always going to be popular. But we will be a peacemaker, which Jesus said there's a blessing that God gives to those who are peacemakers. He tells us that we have the title and the privilege to be called and known as the children of God. And in being a child of God, he responds to the cry of our heart because we are his child. It's a privilege to have God respond to the cry of our heart because we're his child. Thank God he has called us. He has chosen us. He's equipped us. And to be a peacemaker, on one hand, is very, very, very popular. On the other hand, it is not very popular. In fact, it will bring about, in some instances, persecution. But that's for another point in time. Right now, it's just important for us as peacemakers to know that it's not our calling to make people happy. It's our calling to bring peace. Let's pray. Father, God, really, Lord, thank you for how you're doing things, really. How you're going about establishing your plan in earth as it is in heaven. I'm seeing it unfold, and I want to thank you for allowing us to play a part in that, to be alive at this point in time in history. Lord, use us, lead us, and guide us. By your Spirit, we offer ourselves to be peacemakers like Jesus. And we pray these things in his name. Amen. Amen. All right, folks. I love you. If you have any thoughts, questions, concerns, please feel free to drop us a line at lifearoundthefire@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We'll get back in touch with you. In the meantime, God bless you. Adios, amigos.